The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio Show. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here today having a dose of a very dynamic and recent and current conversation in Access Consciousness, and that is unpredictability, being not predictable. we had scheduled for the amazing Glenna Rice to be here with me today, talking about creating a business as a single mom. And we got our times screwed up, and Glenna is talking to a couple hundred people somewhere else right now. So how does it get better than that? And I've been noticing this lately where time, I think this is true for a few other people that I've talked to lately, where time is just sort of a very strange thing. It's changing, you know, time is, it's not totally real anyway, and we think that it is, but when we start to delete our brains like we do here with the good old Access Consciousness tools, everything changes in the most non-predictable of ways. And I always like to ask the question, what's right about this we're not getting? So we will have Glenna on another time very soon. And in the meantime, what should we talk about today? I can certainly cover the topic at hand, which is creating a business as a single mom. I don't remember what we titled it exactly, but yeah, what is it like to actually create business as a single mom? And you know what's actually really sort of brilliant about how the sort of turn of events today is that nothing is predictable. Nothing is predictable. And we try to create our lives in such a way that they are predictable. We try to create our businesses in a predictable way and our families in a predictable way and our money in a predictable way. And what we're doing is we're very, very dynamically working extraordinarily hard so that we try to basically control something that is not actually ultimately controllable, which is the dynamic and changing nature of the universe. And the universe is inherently chaotic. We've talked about this on other shows that I've done, and lots of conversations around chaos and Access Consciousness recently. And so much of business and family and life has been created with the attempt to control the chaos and create predictability in everything that we do. And all that really does is actually create a hell of a lot of hard work for us. And in a way that doesn't actually allow us to, like, it's not an achievable goal. So to me, that's a great reason to give it on up. 'Cause you know, when you discover that you're working your booty off, banging your head against a wall that's never going to move, you basically have a couple choices, you know, and it's like, do you want to keep banging your head against the wall or do you want to like do something else? And sometimes that something else has maybe been, you know, like creating from less predictability, less control, more chaos, more non-predictability. That can seem scary, freaky, weird, strange, uncomfortable, edgy, all of those things. It's either the way I sort of look at it is like, well, it's kind of either that or keeping your head against the wall that's never going to move. So, you know, you always have choice. But what I've seen is that the more I dive into this conversation of chaos and being not predictable and letting go of the order, letting go of the control, letting go of the organization, or like the hyper organization, then there's just this, actually, like the faster I'm willing to take the plunge into that universe for creating, the faster change shows up and the more shows up and all of that. So everything that doesn't allow that times a godzillion, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. And if you don't know what I just said, that's the excess consciousness clearing statement, which is the delete button for all the crazy unconscious stuff you got rolling around in there that keeps you stuck, that keeps you in that sense of the need of order and the need of predictable and the need of control rather than the joy of what could actually be possible, what could be created if you were to actually create from chaos and non-predictability and that creative juice that is available to us when we actually start to, I don't really know what the word is, but we start to actually embrace and become, like, be the chaos, really be the chaos that the universe is, that we are. It might be a lot more uncomfortable in the beginning, but it's a lot more ease. And so that actually sort of brings me to the topic at hand, which is what we had chosen for today, which is creating a business as a single mom. And I would say as a mom or just as a person in general, because this actually really applies to everybody. And we didn't really realize when we chose this topic, you know, obviously we didn't, because everything's not predictable. we didn't really realize, you know, what was going to happen today, but also there's an Access Consciousness 7-day class going on right now in Malaysia. And, I've been listening to it from here. I'm not there, but I'm in Seattle and at home in Boulder and have been listening to it. And the entire conversation has been around this topic of predictability and being not predictable. And rather, it's different than unpredictable. Unpredictable is like a little bit of havoc, really. Not predictable is nobody quite knows what you're going to do next, including you, which is a very generative space that allows you to actually create in 10 second and choose in 10 second increments of choice, which is really how we want to. That's, you know, if you want to really create beyond this reality with your business and your life, you can't, like, if you do it from order, you're going to continue to create a lot more of what actually already is, not just possible, like what's we consider possible in the world, but actually what is for you, what has been, like we basically are creating from the past, from the reference points of the past, rather than in this 10 seconds what's possible, in this nanosecond what's possible, and now how about now, and how about now, and choose, and then there's a whole new set of possibilities available and new awareness from every choice that we make. Okay, now I'm going to choose this. Okay, now what? Oh, now there's more. Okay, now what? Now I'm going to choose this. Now what? So that's the chaos of being non-predictable, not predictable. And I will say that when I look at my, like the choices that I made, some of you have heard my story, but when I became quote unquote single mom. When I got divorced, it was quite a while ago. I was eight or nine years ago at this point. My kids were babies. I was very willing to choose the non-predictable. I had an okay marriage. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't even really bad. It was just sort of not that exciting for either one of us. And I had two little babies. I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And I just knew that there was something way, way, way greater than what my life was at the time. And it wasn't about my husband. It wasn't about anything in particular, really. I mean, but I did have the awareness that if I got divorced, that it would set me basically on this totally different universe of creation, and possibility and choice and I had no idea what that was going to look like. I actually didn't technically have the, I didn't have like the conversation of access consciousness. I hadn't found access yet at the time, but I did in a way, in a different way in my world. Like I was really willing to follow what I knew. And certainly that's expanded a millionfold since playing with these tools. But I was willing to really, choose based on the energy and actually perceive what was possible and all of that. And I just looked at my life and it was like, this is not actually, like, I'm going to shrivel up if I keep doing this. And so something has to change here. And so I chose to get divorced. And I, you know, everybody at the time was like, you're crazy. Just wait, get divorced. That's fine. But wait a few years, you know, because I had my youngest son wasn't even walking at the time. And here I was taking my house apart, selling my house, getting divorced, like taking my whole financial world apart, you know. And I didn't really, I had a business, but it wasn't, you know, it was a business that you have when you have a one-year-old and a three-year-old, or at least for me, it was a bit of a side project at the time. I had put things a little bit on hold when I had kids. And so I didn't know where I was going to live, what was going to happen, where my money was going to come from, what it was going to be like, what it wasn't going to be like. Like, I didn't have a clue. It was totally not predictable. I was really, really willing to follow the energy and to choose based on what I knew, what I was aware of, the energy that I was aware of, which was there is a great and phenomenal life that is calling me, that I am choosing here. And the only thing I know in this 10 seconds is that divorce is the first step in that direction. And so I did it. And then, you know, more awareness showed up, and then more choices, and then more awareness, and more choices, and more awareness. And that's pretty much how I've created since then, really. It was this space of like the willingness to go, okay, here we go. Chaos, baby, chaos. Let's bring it on. And just start playing with it and playing with, you know, what could I create now? And, you know, I'm not going to say like it was all rainbows and unicorns, because that's not true. I have, particularly the first year, actually really sucked. That would have been a really great time to have access consciousness in my world. Like if I had had my bars around a few times that year, that would have been good. Because I didn't get my bars run. I didn't do anything. I didn't have sex. I didn't do any of those good things that help you like chill out, you know? It was just me and my kids and like moving and like freaking out and like babies and single mom. And I realized during that time that I had sort of started to go a little like super unconsciously down this road of like, I'm a single mom now, you know, and everything that means, like the predictability of being a single mom. What is the predictable reality of a single mom? Struggling, broke, hardship, you know, stress, no sleep, like all that stuff. That's the stereotypical, prototypical single mom. And when I saw that was partially being projected at me by people around me, and also just what I was actually sort of like I was, in a way, I was like resisting and reacting to it, which means that I bought somewhere in my world that that could even be a reality. I actually was like, no, that is not my reality. My reality is not broke, stressed out, and suffering. And it's been interesting because the whole time since then, every once in a while, there have been moments that pop up where I go, oh, I'm doing that single mom thing. And it's like, all right, puck and pod, everything that is. And what questions can I ask here? You know, what choices can I make that are going to really allow this to be different? Sorry, I just want to make sure I'm getting my notes on the timing of this whole thing, because we're going to take a break pretty soon. But what I realized was that, you know, it's always there's just choices that we can make in every moment, even, you know, 10 seconds at this point even seems kind of like a long time. you know, there's choices that we get to make in every moment. And if you're willing to choose based on the energy of the life that is like calling you in a way, the life that you're choosing, the living that you're choosing, the business that you're choosing, what would actually be fun for you, not what is the predictable reality and possibility, but what is actually true for you and what is fun and all of that. It's a totally different space of creation. And so when we talk about, that was sort of a long introduction in a way, but also really an invitation for you to start to look at whether you're a single mom or a dad or not a parent, or you're, you know, 15 and you're looking at like creating a different life than you've seen anybody else create. It's really an invitation to go, okay, so what's actually true for you? If you didn't have to be predictable, not let alone your life, but you, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, is how do you, you know, being unpredictable, being not predictable, where people can't actually, they might think they know you, they might think they know what's going to happen next, but they don't. But also, like, if your life didn't have to be predictable and your business didn't have to be predictable, what would that be like for you? And it might be like, ah, shit, you know, but there might also be a little tiny space of like, huh, wow, I wouldn't have to work so damn hard trying to create something that's not possible. Because the one thing that predictability does is it actually destroys possibilities. It decays your future and it decays possibility. So everything that is, everywhere you've decided that predictability is the right, good, perfect, and correct way to go, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what would it be like to actually, you know, jump off the cliff and be like, here we go, baby. For a lot of us, that's actually an exciting endeavor. However freaky we might think it is, fear is actually excitement misidentified. So I'll leave you with that cliffhanger. Are you going to jump or are you not going to jump? You get to choose every 10 seconds. We're at our first break. So we will come back for more very, very soon. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking about some crazy stuff today. Just crazy stuff. Being predictable, unpredictable, or non-predictable with business, and we're finessing the topic at hand, which is creating business as a single mom. Now, if you missed the first part, creating business as a single mom is actually like being a single mom is actually totally unpredictable, and it's funny actually like. I know Glenna, who was going to be here with me today, who wasn't ultimately able to make it, and we will reschedule with her. But she and I believe I could, you know, I'd be curious to hear what she says about this. But my sense, I know for me, let me speak for me, and then I'll add the Glenna piece. I continue to choose to be a single mom. I am in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for, I think, about 7 years, and it could be kind of like a marriage, right? Like we adore each other, and we're like creating a future together, and adore, like we, you know, own property together, and all that kind of stuff. We don't live together. He lives in Seattle, where I am now, and I live in Boulder, Colorado. So we live about a 2-hour flight away from each other. And we're not choosing to get married. We're not choosing to live together like in the near future. And so I actually continue to choose to be a single mom. I actually quite enjoy it. I'm not even sure how I would do having another sort of like parenting figure in my household. I am a little bit bossy sometimes, and I like things the way that I like them. And when it comes to parenting my kids, it really works for me to get to do what works for me in my household. Now, of course, I co-parent with their dad and all of that, and we've got a pretty good thing going. But in terms of my household, like, I get to be the one who decides what works and what doesn't and what the tone is and all of that. And, you know, certainly my kids create that with me. So I continue to choose to be a single mom. So it's not like a poor me, you know, which a lot of like, that's sort of the only conversation in this reality about being a single mom is the like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're a single mom. You must be stressed out. Nobody loves you, you know? it's not that way in my world. And I don't get that that's true for Glenna either. She's chosen and created a really, really dynamic life and business and three kids and lots of global travel with and without her kids and a huge, you know, thriving global business. And, you know, I've never seen her like look for a husband. Let's just put it that way. So, you know, and that's a really non-predictable choice in this reality. So let's talk a little bit about, and the thing is that like we both created so much from those choices. And so, you know, one of the great myths of predictability is that it actually allows you to control the outcomes of your life. And in it, not just to control the outcomes, but actually to have the outcomes that you desire to have. But that isn't, unfortunately, how it tends to show up. And, you know, if you're looking for a life that you truly desire to have, choosing the not predictable is actually going to put you onto a playground and a playing field where the universe can contribute to you in completely not predictable ways. And like, meaning, and this is where you're like the point of view that you function from has a huge bearing on this. The universe actually, contrary to popular belief, really does desire to contribute to you. That's sort of the primary energy in terms of like, well, it's consciousness, but consciousness is actually always on your side. If you're actually choosing that, you know, if you're choosing to have a life that of consciousness and where you would like to expand your life and the world and contribute to other people, like the universe desires to actually contribute to that and to you. And so if you choose from predictability with your business and with your life, you're actually going to erode that reality of the universe desiring to contribute to you. You're going to erode and diminish and decay the possibilities that are available to you because the universe actually, like I had a conversation with some people about this the other day and it's like, you mean the universe doesn't like, I thought the universe didn't like me, you know, like that's actually a point of view that a lot of people have. And I've been looking at that for me too and going, wow, there's something in my world around that too. That's really interesting. You know, what if that wasn't actually the case? Like how unpredictable would that be if I was like, oh, the universe actually really wants to contribute to me. I just have to get out of the frickin' way and allow it to. And what can show up then is possibilities beyond anything that you and your sweet little mind have ever fathomed. And I say sweet little mind because no offense, but you as an infinite being are way greater than your mind. Your mind is, as we say in Access Consciousness, your mind is a terrible thing. Waste it. You don't actually have to create or function from your mind at all, which is sort of a bizarre thing for people to get their wrap themselves around. Your mind is not necessary in any way, truly. Trust me, I lose my mind more and more every day, and I'm still here. I still have a business. I'm having more fun than ever. So, you know, but don't do what's light for you, whatever you do. But that actually, the willingness to go beyond your mind and to create from something other than your mind, which is that space of question and contribution from the universe and making different choices and not being predictable. Actually it's you're choosing to play in a way. It's sort of like now you're in the big leagues in terms of what's possible in your life. So that's what that choice can create for you. Now somebody had asked about at the break about, this, like, what is this whole, so there's predictable, right? Controlled, ordered, predictable. I need to know what my money is going to be in 3 months from now and 3 years from now. And like, or I need to know that my business is going to be doing this, or I need to know that my children are going to be okay. If I'm a single mom, that means they're going to get fucked up because kids that don't have married parents are fucked up. That's the predictable reality, right? blah, 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 pock and pod. But and then there's unpredictable and there's non-predictable. Now, unpredictable is actually more of an energy of havoc. So havoc is sort of where you think you're doing chaos, but it's actually this crazy ordered, it's order disguised as chaos that's actually havoc that is the destruction and the decay of your life. So unpredictable is like, it's sort of like what Donald Trump is pretending to be. Well, not really fooling anybody, but that's a story for another time. But just like the like those people in the world that are like trigger happy or like, I'm going to set off nuclear bombs or, you know, like all that stuff. Like it's this attempt to be unpredictable in a way that is that instills fear in people like that. And that's an extreme example, but just like, how might that show up in your life? Well, if you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna be chaotic. And then you like never follow through with anything, or you never show up for yourself in a way that would allow you to actually truly actualize what it is that you're creating. Or, like when I got divorced, if I had been like, I'm getting divorced. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. No, I'm maybe, I don't know. And, you know, like, and people do that for years. So I could still be doing that and, you know, be married and miserable. And I would probably be dead by now if I had done that for 9 years. But it's that, it's like, because the thing about choice, like non-predictable choice is you don't know what is next and neither does anybody else. And that's actually in a way in alignment, for lack of a better word, with how the universe actually works. So you're going, yeah, okay, cool. Like I'm actually going to live and choose in a way that is like a reflection of the truth of the universe that is not predictable, always changing, every molecule, every nanosecond, always changing. So you step into the flow of that. You actually step into the flow of that as what is the true space of creation rather than the resistance of it, which is the order and the predictability or the chaos. I mean, the havoc of unpredictable, which is still not a creative and generative space. It's more basically pretending like you're being chaotic while you're fucking up your life. So everything that is. This is a slightly advanced conversation for a radio show, but hey, let's go with it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. All right, hopefully we just deleted some of your brain. And you know, the thing is about this is that this isn't like a cognitive conversation, really. It's like, what are the energies that you're aware of as you're hearing this and perceiving it? You know, not even hearing it or listening to the words that I'm saying, but what are you perceiving here as we're talking about this? And is there something about this conversation that's like exciting to you, or like creates an effervescence in your body and in your world, or creates a space of possibility that is beyond anything you've ever perceived before, and or just even a match for what you know is possible. Now that, my friends, is called lightness, the energy of lightness, which is, and it could actually show up as you being freaking thinking that you're terrified and freaked out, but actually it's more of a as I said before the break, fear is actually excitement misidentified and misapplied most of the time, or a distractor implant, which is just designed to distract you from your potency. So anytime you're like, I'm afraid, or I'm terrified, or I can't because that's too scary, it's like, check. Are you distracting yourself from your potency? Are you really excited about what is possible now with this conversation? And if that's the case, then what can you choose? what would it be like to actually, you know, jump off that cliff, take the plunge, dive into that icy cold lake and see how that feels on your toes and your butt and your your private parts. So anything that doesn't allow you to have way too much fun with that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. So unpredictability is you don't even know. It's sort of, I guess really a different way to say that would be you're not actually following the energy. You're following what you think you need to do in order to destroy your life so that you don't be the potency that you be or the choice that you be or the possibility that you be. Non-predictability, different, completely different, where you get to actually go, wow, there's like every second, every 10 seconds is a completely new universe. What now? Ah, okay, cool. And what now? And now, and now, and now. And this conversation has really allowed me to be like, there's a different space of presence for me that's showing up with this conversation than I've ever been able to access before personally, where it's like, wow, This is presence. Like if I let go of predictability, I get to actually have presence and be present. That's really different than anything I've ever known before. And I'm so grateful because holy crap. Why not go with where the ease, joy, and glory is rather than resisting the very nature of the universe, which doesn't work. To try to be predictable. So how does that all apply to being a single mom and creating business? Well, obviously in every way. And how does that apply to, creating business period in every way? How predictable are you trying to make your life? How have you decided if you are a single mom, have you decided that you have to keep things stable for your children? Otherwise they will be messed up. And if you have, would you please destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Because what if your kids actually are infinite beings? They know way more about themselves than you do. And they actually are quite aware. What if that's actually, what if that's what's true for your children? And I know for my kids, it's like the more I've looked at, wow, this was such a cool creation that the four of us really, like my ex-husband and the two kids, like we created this cool scenario where, they get to choose what works for them. And sometimes it doesn't look to me like it works for them, but apparently it does because they're choosing it and it's their life, and I get to be present with them as a mom and I get to share tools with them and I get to, ask them questions and play with them and be present with them and for them. And we get to create a reality with each other that is really different. And that's something that they don't talk to you about or teach you about in the parenting books. It's not like, hey, trust your children for being who they are, or trust your children for, trust that they can choose, what works for them. It's like you have to control to be a good parent, you have to create a predictable outcome for your children. Now, what if that's just not like that again? That doesn't actually work, that you're swimming upstream with that because, predictable outcomes don't exist. You decay possibilities, you decay their lives, you decay your family, you decay what you could create if you're trying to create from predictability with your children as a mom you know, to set up your life in such a way that creates stability for them. Now, it doesn't mean that some kids really like the chaos of like being all over the place, and, you know, and some kids really prefer to have like a little bit more of a regularity or whatever. It's not about like, no, just throw it all to the wind and, you know, be unpredictable, because that's unpredictability also is not, it doesn't acknowledge, you're not, there's not a following of the energy with that. It's a havoc energy. It's not, you're not following the energy. You're not looking at what's actually true for your children and for you. It's almost in a way like a beingness. A beingness is when we are doing to prove that we're being. So it's sort of like trying to be right, good, perfect, and correct with the tools of access or with spirituality or whatever, but in a way that actually doesn't allow you to actually be. And so there's a beingness there. So it's like, I'm going to be totally unpredictable, and I'm going to just like not have any organization to my life. There's a quality of beingness to that, which is this doing to prove that you're being, like a doing to prove that you're like playing with not predictable to prove, but you're actually doing unpredictable to prove that you don't need predictable, if that makes any sense. And everything that brings up, let's destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, give that all nine puck butcher, it's boys and beyonds. So it's more the looking at the question, choice, possibility, contribution, the elements of creation, where you get to go, what's going to create the most here? What's actually true for my children? And for me, I've even asked, you know, what's true for each one of my children? Because what's true for Avery is not what's true for Jaden. What's true for Jaden is not what's true for Avery. And vice versa, they're different beings. I know people, like I used to get all the time when they were both in elementary school, your kids go to different schools? And it was like, people were just so thrown off by that, by the fact that my kids went to two different elementary schools. And it's like, yeah, they're different children. So, you know, like they are really different, actually. And the same school would not actually work for both of them. So I've always looked at them as, you know, each one being their own being, you know, with their own choice and preferences and all that. And so that's how, as a mom and as creating your life as a mom, single mom or parent or whatever, that, you know, just to look at that and actually look at what is, what's true for these brilliant and amazing beings that are your children? What's true for each one of them? And what can you create that actually enlists and allows you to receive from the gift of the universe, and also the gift of them, that is an honoring of them, that is an honoring of you, that is the space of being, willing to have chaos, willing to have a life that is beyond predictability, willing to be not predictable, non-predictable, and really step into that space of creation. Because when you're not predictable, that is the beginning of creation. That is the beginning of creation. So everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it. Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Apparently, I am just a little bit of a motor mouth today because we are not taking a second break. I'm such a rebel. so there you go. Not predictable in the flesh. And this conversation has been probably, I would say, I actually haven't really even thought about this, but this is one of the most enlivening conversations that I've been part of since I've been playing with Access Consciousness, which is so cool because, holy crap, there's new stuff coming up all the time with Access and new conversations, new things to clear, new awareness, like new invitations. It's really, really cool. And then it just opens up, really ultimately opens up this totally dynamic space of choice that is so different. And so So where was I going to go with that? I guess just that, you know, and what's so cool is like next week we could be having a totally different conversation that might be even more like, you know, create even more possibilities. So talk about not predictable. What would it be like to actually create your life like that? To create your life going, hey, I actually have the point of view that my life is going to continue to get greater because I am willing to choose that. I'm willing to get uncomfortable. I'm willing to do whatever. I'm willing to be whatever I can be and do, whatever's required in order to create a greater life, in order to create a greater world. I'm willing to actually show up for that. And it might mean that you're uncomfortable. It might mean, you know, lots of things. But if you're willing to play on that playground, there's so much possibility that can open up for you. And one of the things that I mentioned before, I just want to kind of circle back to, is what is the functional point of view that you have? Is it that the universe is always desiring to contribute to you in every 10 seconds? Is it that the universe is like waiting for you to go, yeah, baby, let's go. Let's create more. Let's receive more. Like, is it? Or is it that is your primary point of view that things are like, and this is where the predictability comes in, that hey, shit's always going to hit the fan. Like, the universe is always going to fall apart. Like, not the universe is going to fall apart. That could be your point of view. But that, you know, your life is going to fall apart. Or you're always going to be teetering on the edge of destruction. Or you're always going to be like just scraping by. Or you're always going to be having trauma and drama in your life. Or the universe is always going to disappoint you. Or like I said before, the universe doesn't like you, right? Those are all points of view. And like that you actually function from. And what happens is the points of view that you function from in your life become a predictability of how the future is going to show up. You've already determined the future based on the points of view that you have. So would you like to have the point of view that the shit's always going to hit the fan? Or would you like to have the point of view that your life will always get greater and the universe will always contribute to you if you're willing to receive it? Either way, you're right. So, you know, which one would be more fun? And it's not, you know, sometimes you choose a point of view and it's like, you know, I don't really know. Like, I've been playing with that lately and it's like really looking at all the places and spaces where I still don't quite, you know, believe or whatever, like the wholeheartedly that like the universe is on my side or that my life is going to get greater. And that's actually disappearing by the moment these days. But, you know, when I look at that, it's like I just invite myself more and more and more and more and more to be asking, you know, what is actually true for me, and what, and anywhere that I'm not, anywhere that I am still functioning from the projection and expectation and predictability of limitation, I'm so much more aware of it now, and I destroy and uncreate it, and I notice it when it comes up, and it's like, okay, puck and pod that. What else, you know? And so again, this conversation you can apply to single motherhood, parenthood, business, creation. It really applies across the board to whatever you'd like to have in your life. And I am actually getting ridiculously excited to play. Actually, I'm just going to give you a little example. This has been so cool. So I have this creation I've been talking about on my past few radio shows. It's called Creation of Living. And I created it in, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago or something, as a 6-month journey of really actually a lot of these energies of, but really including the body, including the energies of sexualness, including sexual energy, including what would it be like if we actually really did have the point of view that we could receive everything and include our bodies in that and have the joy of our bodies and the space of our bodies and the potency and the deliciousness of our bodies and have that be something that contributes to receiving and contributes to creation and contributes to, you know, the like everything that we'd like to create, whatever that is, including a different situation with your family, a different situation with your body, a different situation with business, a different situation with money, all of it. And, you know, on the planet and with consciousness and all of that. And so I'm really looking for me at like how, you know, like what has been working about how I've been creating my life and my business and what hasn't been, and how much more pleasure, joy, and fun could I have? And what if that could increase my business, my joy, my money flows, all of that, rather than actually detract from it, which is the primary point of view in this reality, is that in order to have more, you have to work your bootay off. And I was like, you know what? That's just doesn't work. That point of view does not work for me. So what else is possible? So I created this creation of living. It actually exploded into my world and was like, create me. And I was like, okay, so it's going to be a 6-month thing. And then it was just like, I just sort of went, like, I couldn't even talk about it. I couldn't write about it. I couldn't like do any sort of like marketing stuff for it. I mentioned it on some of my radio shows, but, and really been talking about this topic over the past, if you've listened to my recent shows, it's been woven through, and even like the primary topic of some of my recent shows. But what was so cool about it is I didn't try to make this thing predictable. It was like the energy to talk about it, the energy to write anything down about it or make a video or whatever, it wasn't there. And I'm like, okay, cool. This isn't wrong. I'm going to just continue to listen. I'm going to continue to ask questions. I'm going to continue to choose and interact with this creation, you know, and this you can apply. I'm sharing this with you so you can apply this if it's light for you to anything that you're up to in your life, any creation that you're playing with, whether it's a relationship or, you know, any of these big topics that we're playing with. But it's like I just continue to play with it and listen and be present and ask questions and interact with it and not make anything wrong and be like, huh, okay, something's going to pop at some point. And if I don't need to be predictable, if this doesn't need to be predictable, what can I actually create here? And I don't know, a week ago maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Anyway, at some point there was an explosion and it was like this creation of living was like, I am going to tell you now what I want to be. And I was like, okay, tell me, what do you want to be? And so what has been created is an extravaganza. We're calling it Creation of Living Extravaganza. It is bites and bits and nibbles and tastes and whole enchiladas, if you would like. We have a very fun landing page that has, there's some very fun calls. It's heathernichols.com/creationofliving. There are individual calls as part of this. So you can take one call or you can take lots of calls. You can take 3 or 4 or however many you want. It's a pick and choose as you go. You can do bundles of calls. There's bundles put together for you. You can do the whole thing, which we're calling, I just love this because it's fun and funny to me. The whole thing is called Uncle. and it is an exploration and an explosion and an extravaganza of receiving, of non-predictability with creation, of money, of wealth, of sexualness with our bodies, of embodiment, of joy, of sex, of creation. Our first call is coming up this coming Friday, the May 19th. It's called Sex and Creation. Super excited for that call. And you can always buy the recording if you're listening to this after the fact. We have a call called Make Change Your Bitch, which I'm really excited about. That's actually a lot of what we were talking about today. So we will dive a lot more into that. We have a couple 30-day adventures as part of this program. The first one starts June 1st, and it's 30 days of ease, joy, and glory with money. And really diving into daily practices and energetic exercises, energy pulls, financial awareness exercises that allow you to have ease, joy, and glory with money. There's another 30-day program in July called 30 Days of Body Yum. So it's just this extravaganza, and you can play a little or a lot. There's also a free Facebook group for anybody that would like to be part of this conversation. And I don't even know how to tell you to get there, but it's I'm going to put it on the page, heathernichols.com/creationofliving. It's not there yet. But anyway, if you'd like to play more with creating the life and living that you would love to have, being non-predictable, including your body, including sexual energy, having the joy of creation, the joy of receiving, out-creating yourself every moment of every day, choosing, 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 and choosing again, receiving and creating more deliciousness, more joy, more pleasure, more wealth, more abundance, more money, more. Come and join us. It's a playground. It's an extravaganza. It is a whole enchilada or little bits and bites of whatever you would like to taste. And every call has its own flavor. So I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. So grateful for non-predictable creation in every area of life. And I invite you to just play. Whatever is going to be fun for you, play with it. And have an absolutely phenomenal week. We'll be back next week with more. We have Andrew Gardella joining us next week for some body conversations, which I'm very excited about. And we will talk to you all soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.